the report from, is there any other questions or points to make about HD radio or about or questions you have of John or Pete before we move on to report from Los Angeles?
Andrea?
Rip Robbins has a comment.
I'll go next after you, Rip. It's okay.
Well, I just want to talk about the HD thing for a second. That I appreciate Michael's consideration of the budget because the numbers are tough this year. But the part that's missing out of that, it isn't the annual cost of signing up with Ubiquiti. It's the grant from the CPB. So that's a 50% grant. So so that's what Pacifica would be losing if it doesn't plan more than a year ahead. I mean, Pacifica seems to go fund drive to fund drive. I budget on a year with a five-year plan, but I haven't seen the CFO or the board work on any kind of plan like that. So basically, we're just trying to cover up the loss of revenue here, and for the past 3 years, everyone was allocating more money to spend every year. So we're really short cited in this regard, and I think that HD radio, despite all of our wishes, is going to last because the corporations have heavily invested in it, and corporations won't go away tomorrow. So the next 10, 15 years could show HD really taking over, and if we don't think past just this year's budget, then we will lose out on significant funding. That's my comment.
Okay. Andrea?
I would like to say that I, whether we support it or not, I think needs, or encourage, going on board, I feel we need to investigate more the options and the repercussions. It's not clear to me yet what going on board versus not going on board means in terms of not only the financial issues, but the broadcasting issues and the issues involved around the mission and the impact on the programming and the impact on the power of the signal to be important to listeners. These things are not clear to me at this time. So I would really encourage us somehow to become more informed. I've been looking for material about HD radio online, and I've found some, but a lot of my questions I'm finding difficult to answer.
Mary?
Yeah, there seem to be really different opinions about it. I know that Michael Yoshida seriously might have talked to Michael, and his views about it are real much less than glowing. I don't know, Andrea, if you're going to find definitive answers about it in terms of whether it's a good thing or not, because I think there's a lot of conflicting opinions. And it's obvious why T has it. That's great. And I think the AI, you applied for the grant and you're going to get it. And that's fine because you got the grant, but I don't think listening to everybody's opinions on balance, I don't think that's going to be, it may not even be a pressing issue down the road. It may or may not be, it's a crapshoot, as to what technologies will evolve that aren't there yet. I don't know. I just think those that haven't applied for it, I think it's fine, and if a station does, I don't know if you can measure the lost revenue at this point. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I think we're talking about something that right now may not be that great, but it has the potential of doing, of maybe being good, but then again, maybe it wouldn't be.
Well, it bears looking into. I don't know about just measuring conflicting opions, but...
I don't think there is a definitive answer to that.
Well, I agree with you about that.
Because there are these conflicting opinions on the part of people who are all knowledgeable, and all the arguments are convincing in a way, but I don't know. That's just my thing.
I think the final analysis is it's going to cost the station at least $70,000 to match that CPB grant. So if you want it, you've got to go find $70,000 at least.
Right.
And what's the cost of not doing that? Well, maybe you have to go find that matching grant because it doesn't exist anymore. Maybe you have to go find 140 when you decide you want it rather than 70.
And maybe you need other things more, like maybe, you know, something is falling apart that you really need to get a grant to fix or whatever. So that's the other thing.
Well, I think the reality is that neither WBAI nor WPFW are in a position to go get the money.
Right.
They just will not be able to find matching funds. So
right.
They can't do it, and it won't happen in those two cities.
Right.
This is Bill again.
Hey, Bill.
One other thing I'll just throw out is that one reason we got real interested, too, is that we needed to replace our transmitter also. Both our regular transmitter and our backup transmitter
right.
were very old and had reliability problems. And neither one was compatible with or could easily be made compatible with the HD transmitter. So we were able to essentially use part of the CPB funds to replace our analog transmitter also and upgrade it to 100 kilowatts. So we kind of got a package deal. We did have to raise more funds ourselves, like Michael was talking about, but we sort of leveraged the CPB funds more than some stations might be able to do. But if any of you, any other stations are in a point of having to replace your analog transmitter, you might want to talk to our engineer and see what they did here to help pay for part of that.
It's different for each station because each station has different TPO, transmitter power output, so you can't
right.
use exactly the same type of method. Each
right.
each station is using a different method. At WBAI, probably the total cost of implementing would probably be closer to $200,000. So it's not going to be a $70,000 match. It's going to be quite a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think we should move on, but I wanted to let us talk about this and at least make it public so that members who are curious about HD and think that we've let it drop knows that the committee, at least the chair of the committee, and some of us who are working in the spring to look at this, we haven't written it off. That we made a decision to leave it where management has left it, basically, you know, which is a station-by-station decision. If anybody on the committee wants to address it otherwise, I think that's the point of having a committee. But I think that's where we are.
Yeah.
Now, the thing from this committee sent me to Los Angeles with only one motion, really, that was clear, and that was that we wanted to make PacificaFoundation.org the official website for the PNB calendar, and that didn't happen.
Well, something did happen.
Go ahead.
We made a motion. We made and passed a motion that there was discussion about doing it now. Many people were kind of reluctant to do it at this very moment. Because it'd be nice to have a backup system to the two systems going together for a while. We made the decision. I mean, among other things, several things were brought up, but we passed a motion that we table this until the September meeting and then take it up then, when there will be when people will have had a chance to be more familiar with it, learned how to use it, and so forth.
What's your sense, Mary, of...
That's not the exact words, but I can get you the exact words in a minute.
That's right.
If you want.
So, Pete, can you address how we might do that before the September meeting, or... my sense of it was we weren't quite committed to knowing if it were ready, and you were doing some troubleshooting, and I wasn't clear about... Pete, are you on the phone?
Yeah.
And I wasn't clear about whether or not it really was ready to go, and so I just let that motion drop.
Well, I didn't have that. That's not exactly. I mean, there was an amendment to it that passed.
Tabled it, yeah.
Well, it was so that we could and make sure it was that it was up to speed and that we were up to speed.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And so they could both work in parallel. There's nothing that says they couldn't for this, you know, in the meanwhile. We didn't say that. We didn't make a motion that they should, that they must, but we, you know.
Right. Well, I thought we were ready. That's why I went there with the motion. And then it turned out that I wasn't clear that we were ready. Is there confusion, Pete, about whether it's ready?
Well, given the context and that I wasn't there to clarify things and we didn't thoroughly go through it, I understand, you know, the situation. It's a reasonable thing. It's, you know, September's fine. It is ready as far as I'm concerned. I'd like to have some board members use it themselves to tell me, you know, how they feel. But hopefully, you know, enough feedback or enough usage happens before then so that a decision is made by then.
Any discussion on this?
That makes sense to me.
I can't hear people, actually. I'm having trouble hearing people. People are talking very low.
Oh.
What was that last proposal that made sense?
Well, the thing that Pete said. September
was
fine, but then in the meanwhile, he's asking people to use it and give him feedback to see how, you know, so that we get some experience with it and give him some feedback. That's my understanding of what Pete said. Was that about right, Pete?
Yeah, that's fine.
Pete, I can barely hear you. I could barely hear what you said.
Yeah, pardon me. That's fine. What I'm saying is that if folks didn't feel comfortable, they want to use it more, that's fine. And if board committee members want to use the calendar, I welcome it. So I hope enough usage happens that it can be supported in September.
Does anybody want to make a suggestion? Do we want to just let this evolve?
I have a question, point of information. Rip Robbins here.
Go ahead, Rip.
Yeah, the question, maybe you can answer it, Michael, is did that motion call for the ending of the KPFTX site?
I'll find the wording of it here in a minute.
There were a few people talking about why would we have recommended that site end per
mm-hmm.
se. So
I don't recall the language saying that.
Right.
What I'm saying, you know, what I think the language was saying is that there is an official site for the board
mm-hmm.
expressly made just for the board, and
okay.
it has a calendar, and that should be the official calendar.
Great. Thank you.
And that legal notice of a meeting would be moved from the KPFTX site to the Pacifica site. I think that was the idea, was the legal.
That's the part we deferred until September.
Right.
That was what we were doing.
How did you frame that, John? That the legal notification would happen on the...
Legal notification of a meeting. That when you post a meeting, that's legal notification, so that gives you your 1 week's notice or whatever it is.
Can maybe I would request or ask if the members of the PNB could receive instructions or some notification that it's up and running, ready to go, at least, so that we could voluntarily put it on both sites for a while, or, you know, do the transition slowly. If it's expected to happen by September, we certainly need to promote it.
That's what Pete's saying.
Well, there's two things. I mean, we can have a training with the whole group, or folks that are interested can contact me. Mary has an account, so she can access it. I can discuss it with you, Mary, offline, if you're interested. Terry Goodman set up an account. Some of you folks in this committee have set up accounts, for that matter, and you can access it if you're interested. Just contact me.
Oh, you? Okay.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. The links are there from Pacifica.org, Pacifica.org/about, Pacifica Foundation/PMB. It's visible at multiple key areas. So, I don't know if an announcement, I can make an announcement to the PMB as well. I can send them the link and point it out to them as well.
Do we need an access code and that kind of thing?
Well, the public can see the calendar just like at KPFTX, but to access it or to submit events or meetings in this case, you have to have a registered account. So anyone that's already created an account at PacificaFoundation.org/PMB can access the calendar.
For training purposes, we can also make a little screenshot, a screenshot movie that we can put online that would show you how to go through the process of uploading or making changes on the calendar. That should be fairly simple to do, if that would be helpful.
I haven't posted to the calendar yet, but I have posted some minutes, and I found that, I mean, the mechanism of how you do it is as simple as can be. And, you know, then how you edit what you're putting in depends on what it is your content is. If you have some problems with, you know, formatting that, it might be tricky. If it's straightforward, it's totally straightforward as far as I can see. That's my report. I could also read you that motion, which I now found. The motion that passed was to postpone a tech committee motion on PNB meeting calendar September in-person meeting, when we'll have instructions and logins for posting. That's what was passed.
So, Pete, we're asking you to give us instructions for posting and...
Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or John. Okay.
I think it's very simple to do, so I don't think we need a whole lot of instructions.
Yeah, I mean, the issue is with instructions. I can provide instructions that make sense to someone that has a normal level of, technical skills, but I can't ensure that it's going to be, for 100% of the LSB and PMB members, some of whom may need, technical training beyond using this particular site, just in general. I really can't. I'll do what I can.
Thanks.
Oh, Mary, I'd like to be on the staff.
Go ahead, Mary.
Maybe we could have an each one teach one approach. I mean, it's true that some people are really computer resistant or computer unfriendly, and they will always have a hard time, and it's not up to Pete to go around and personally instruct all those people. But there will also be people, that found it very simple. I found it totally simple. There's not a problem. I mean, it's, I couldn't. If it was any simpler, I could be asleep and do it, I guess. And you wouldn't want to play. You want some. Mm-hmm. It's really simple and easy.
How would I know? I mean, how would it assign me access if?
Well, that's
the
limit
is the access somehow.
Pete would have to, or whoever would have to give the logon code, the password and the code to people. But aside from that, the instructions, what he writes up, I don't
think that's a problem.
Whatever you wrote up for me, Pete, was about three lines, and it was plenty. And if you hadn't written anything, I suppose I could have figured it out. It was really simple. So, but then, as I said, maybe, I think people could, those who get it easily could, we could have a kind of system where they would, in each area, they could help the people that were having problems who needed to do it, because you always find this. And that's, some people are just never going to feel comfortable with, they don't feel comfortable with their own email. It's just, that's a fact of life. So that's my suggestion.
Okay. Well, I think we need to look into it. Okay.
So the result is now that Pete, is that it, that Pete is to send the, is to, what is the outcome? I want to put it in the notes.
Well, someone just tried to get on, and they're having difficulty. There's a bad link.
Oh.
So.
That might be.
So anyway, again, we'll just.
Do people need passwords and so forth? And log on.
They will need passwords.
Email, if possible, trying to clear this up.
Or have they been assigned already? Or
yeah.
How many people? That's something for.
Pete,
yeah, can we get this cleared up? If we're going to ask the PNB to post to it, obviously they need to have access to it.
Pete, we could take the passwords, the same logins and passwords off of the KPFTX and put it on your site, and I think that that might suffice if you feel that that's secure enough.
There you go.
Yes, do it that way.
What a good idea.
No, that's not possible, unfortunately.
Oh.
Joomla has its own user base, has its own system needs. It should be done through the system. It's not as simple as converting over. It could be done, but it's not ideal, and I would much rather. I'm not even sure if it could be done.
Right.
But it's
however we do it,
whatever the easiest way.
I can send out an email that describes briefly a rundown of the process, and we'll take it from there. If it's sufficient, and if enough folks can use it, we'll move forward from there.
Thank you. Okay, I would like to talk about. The direction of the technology committee, I think we want to have a meeting with I think the members from this committee representatives from this committee should meet with management and the tech staff, the technology staff, the national technology staff to be specific, to talk about basic needs and services and organizational issues. Something as simple as Pete being called a webmaster when his duties extend far beyond that is a real problem for me. And I think that somehow we're not getting clarity with regards to what we're going to do in FY08. As well as the 5 years down the line, the future. So, to me, as the chair, I'm very frustrated in that I don't know if I'm talking to John or to Pete about issues, whether those things are being directed appropriately. And they would be the first to agree with me. I think that the order of this thing is a little confusing and that, we need as a committee to at least to tell the board that the people we pay to organize our technology aren't organizing it, and I don't think that John and Pete are the ones who are empowered to do that there's a real problem with the order of things in my mind I don't think there's any blame to go around. I just don't think that we have a handle on technology and our priorities. And I think Greg would be the person you would go to for a frank discussion of this, but he's leaving in 6 weeks. So anyway, I'd like to talk about that. Who we might send to in a 6 or 7 way meeting with John and Pete and Lonnie and Greg and people from this committee so that eventually this committee can go to the board and say more than we can now, which is this thing is just in disarray. So I hope I'm not being too negative, but that's how I feel at this point. And I don't mean just to be whining and just saying the sky is falling or something like that. I mean to go to the people in charge and say, get this under control. Give a direction.
Michael?
Yes.
You want them to give us direction or us to give them direction?
I think the board is an oversight entity, and what we see is that technology doesn't have priorities. and that somebody at the top has got to provide direction, not only for, you know, budget 08, but in the long term.
But
I don't. We're not a working committee, and we're not supposed to be telling management what to do. They're in charge of technology. We pay them. The membership pays them to direct our technological needs, this committee should encourage that.
Michael,
are we supposed to make recommendations to them?
I think we could. Yeah, I think we could. If this committee sees itself as a working committee and we're supposed to lay out the direction for the foundation, that would be one way of looking at it. I don't really see it that way. I think it's workload issues. I think it's management making decisions on a day-to-day basis, and the board looks at how it's operating, and we wag our heads and tell them what a great job they're doing. That's what I would think, you know, and how can we help, maybe. But as far as providing the vision and the direction, this committee can't do it because we're a subcommittee, and that's not my vision for the board.
Michael, I see what you're saying as a bit of a mischaracterization. We do have plans. We do have long-term plans. The problem is that we don't have the resources to carry them out, that the money isn't spent. There's a difference between not having plans and basically not knowing whether there's going to be money to carry out even the smallest of plans.
Right. Well, you know, I'd like to hear those plans for sure. I don't know them with regards to digital distribution and all of that, and the particulars of them. But I don't mean to mischaracterize this, and I don't mean to cast aspersions. I know people are working beyond their capacities. There's no question about that. Even so, John, I think you still have to talk about where the money comes from, and why isn't it coming, or how will it be coming? We're at a loggerhead, don't you think?
Oh, I agree with you. We are at a loggerhead when it comes to money and resources. But
well, anyway, I agree with John. I appreciate the sentiment, though. But I mean, on two notes. In 2002, I presented a comprehensive plan to the IPMB. It was embraced again in Houston. It was never funded. There are plans going back 5 years. I submitted a plan for a grant to the CPB 6 months ago, 8 months ago. That's a plan. So as early as recently as then, as far back as 5 years, there are plans, plenty of them. It's an issue of not prioritizing for it. And in terms of where's the money going to come from? Again, it comes to priorities. The national office spends plenty of money on human resources. We operate instead as a finance office. 80% of our resources, or some large percentage, going to the finance part of the national office. Very little going to operations, and very little going to programming. And the board, and with regard to this committee, should look at how the national office, at least, is appropriating or not appropriating resources for finance versus programming versus technology. You know, let's not just look at how technology has been funded or not funded over the last few years. Let's look at how Pacifica allocates, and what a small percentage Pacifica allocates towards operations. And that's never been done.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I think we need to get management,
I appreciate that sentiment. I agree.
Management on the phone and get beyond this point.
What level of management are you talking about? Which management? All the station managers, or the ED, or
Greg and Lonnie, I think. Yeah, the mm-hmm. national management.
Okay.
Michael, may I be on the stage?
Go ahead. Yes, please.
I think I differ with you somewhat about this, not entirely, but I must say I think that the vision of the foundation, the policy making of the foundation, comes from the national board. And I think that's where it should be, frankly. I don't think it should be that the vision, I'm not so sure you're saying that, but I don't think the vision resides in the management. However, the subcommittees are in a position, I think this is our mandate, to study the issues, because the national board can't just study all the issues by themselves. They're inundated with lots of work, and that the committees are mandated to study the various issues and make recommendations to the national board about policy, which the national board may reject for some reason or other, but at least it opens up the discussion for them to make considerations. And I'm not sure exactly which direction you're asking from the management. Are you asking for them to organize themselves to carry out what has been passed so far, or organize themselves to address plans that have been suggested? But I'm not exactly sure what you mean by direction, I guess.
I would think that a job description, for example, would apply to Pete's situation, you know?
I see. Uh-huh.
Responsible to be in the position that we're in, that we overwork a person, we set them to a task that they haven't been hired for, that, you know, there's just no order to this thing, and I could go on, but
well, that makes, yeah, I understand that. Thank you.
So I think this has an immediate effect in that budget that we're looking at for FY08 can be moved a little bit by having a meeting with Lonnie and Greg and Pete and John and some members from the committee who can ask questions about funding. And I think we need these answers, but quite frankly, the answers aren't coming very clearly, you know, to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I welcome this opportunity, Michael. Thank you.
Thanks, John. I don't really mean to wade into anything that will...
Well, perhaps we should have... Oh, sorry. Michael, minute.
Go ahead, hon.
Perhaps we should have a meeting to confront them directly about how they look at the funding for technology questions and issues. Exactly how the plans are, where the plans are put, on the bottom shelf, the top shelf, the back burner. You know, how do they address the material that's been, that they've been confronted with? What is keeping them from acting, or what makes them or would make them act in one direction or another?
You know, what you're going to find is that ultimately, again, I'm probably getting myself into trouble, but if the ED wants to do one thing with technology and the CFO doesn't, and I'm sure everybody on this call knows of the division and the bylaws that gives autonomy to the CFO, then things slow down, and then the ED has to go to the financial officer and say, I would like this money appropriated, and there has to be an agreement there. So there may be an agreement between the ED and the tech staff, but not between the ED and the CFO as to the direction we take. And my amazement is that the board, the technology committee, doesn't know about it. I don't mind that there's a check and balance. I'm not going to argue that the bylaws should be structured differently. What I mind is the impossibility of doing our job as a committee, because we don't know this stuff is operating, and we are charged with the oversight of something that's not getting done. And we have to report, I think we have to report to the board and say, once again, it's not getting done, and I want to, you know, and I want to be able to say why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, Michael, and if I may, I submit requests year after year, and the board never sees them. Decisions are made without the board making those priorities, and I feel the board should be part of the prioritizing. And year after year, with regards to technology, the decision stops, begins, and ends with the CFO, typically. I would be happy to supply the board with information, but when I request to the national office, can I make a case to the board? Can I speak to the board? Can I submit this to the board? No, we'll take it into account. And it's every year is the same thing. And mm-hmm. you know, I think the board should be part of this and should see what I'm requesting.
I can't believe that we don't have your budget in front of us. And I know you're trying to be delicate. I think it's your motives are really good. You know, don't get me wrong. I think that you are trying to be sensitive and handle things in the executive session where they belong and such. But why don't we have that budget in front of us? Why don't you have a line item? Why, you know, yes. I mean, the technology committee needs to look at a budget, don't we?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Michael, can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Andrea.
Somebody, I have to pick that up. I'll be right back. Hold on.
As I understand it, and has this been addressed or discussed or resolved or some conclusion been made? As I understand it, the autonomy of the CFO in the bylaws is not something that everybody sees in the same way. In fact, many people think that CFO autonomy does not exist in the bylaws, and that's reading an incorrect reading of the bylaws.
Right.
And has this been addressed directly at the national level, PNB level?
Well, I don't want to wade into that. If anybody else wants to, they can.
Yeah, I would say a little something. I think it's, as one who's kind of looked at the bylaws a lot, I think it's ambiguous or anomalous or something like that in there. It's not definitive. So there's a lot of gray area or wiggle room, but whatever you want. There's room for a lot of different interpretations. So I don't think we can look to the bylaws to solve that.
What I'm asking
situation.
Is the PNB, has the PNB come to some conclusion regarding that? Has this been discussed is what I'm asking, and has a conclusion been reached?
No, I don't think that any interpretation that's carved in stone has ever been put forth that I know of. I'm sure the discussion has come up in the course of various other topics, but nothing has been done to change that. It was partly, I think, when they first drafted the bylaws, it goes back to that, there was an intent not to give too much power to any one, because, you know, we'd been badly burned. And so the ED was, they didn't want to give superpowers to the ED in case, because they just, you know, everyone had gone through the bad experience of what happens with that. So this is the result. I think we find over time, I think it's something that we eventually, when we make bylaws revisions or when we have policies and procedures, would be the better place to address that. But I don't think that's going to happen, you know, today or tomorrow. And it does take a while before you find what you need to do in these things, what works, what doesn't. So, and then we have changes to be coming up. We're going to have still a different ED. So
this is Bill.
I don't think we can look to that to be doing anything about it right now. That's what I'm saying, I guess. Because it's inherent in the situation that was part of the whole history and led up to our whole framing of the bylaws. I don't think we can solve it that easy.
Bill?
Yeah, kind of amplify what we've been talking about. I think, again, we need
be a little louder. I think Vajra has a hard time hearing us.
I think we need more stuff in writing, and I don't know what's been given to our CFO and our ED, but maybe we can help if, you know, provide more background information. If, you know, perhaps, I don't know, perhaps part of the problem is Lonnie and Greg and the PNB may not have all the information or may not have time to, you know, think through all this stuff. We maybe need a simpler summary of the, to hit them with why this is important, and then with some background and more an appendix with more information to give them the details. I don't really know what they've seen, but with the new ED coming in, they're going to need this also, and they need to know what problems we've already been asking to be solved, and if we just sort of come in and saying, you know, complaints, but without saying this is what we need and this is why and this is what it's going to cost and this is what we've been doing and this is what we need to do more, we need to lay it out all on paper to get all these people.
Can I ask John, and this meeting has been going on for 2 hours, so I don't want to burden the members. So anyone who would like to close this very, very soon, please speak up. But I'd like to ask John and Pete if they have a sense of whether or not they want this committee to help out with a budget. I think the Finance Committee gets somewhat hands-on with budget considerations, and I may be wrong about that.
Rip Robbins here.
Go ahead, Rip.
Well, the reality is that the budget for the national office is designed by the ED and the CFO, and that's a national that budget covers everything that the two individuals do, and each of them has a number of areas that they supervise. They have, you know, about an equal amount of staff that for some reason, you know, the CFO governs the finance department exclusively with no other supervision. He's the only person with no other accounting for what goes on in that department. And the ED runs the other national staff, including the ones that are represented on this committee in this call. And there's a tension that goes on in the negotiation, I would call it, for the budget each year, because it isn't about the entire budget for the foundation. It's the national office budget. So how much money is spent for salaries, for instance, and travel, and for other different areas where the money is distributed, is a negotiation between two people, the ED and the CFO. So depending on who's the sacrificial lambs of the year, based on the priorities, as much as the, let's say, the ED can get done, because otherwise the CFO will reallocate the money to other purposes. So what happens is the foundation really doesn't get run by one person, it's two, and they have to go through this kind of trade-off back and forth. And that's the reality, and it's kind of unhealthy, and it needs to be addressed. And I'm perfectly satisfied to say it on a public stream that this is one of the problems the foundation currently in the budget that goes on and why we don't allocate for the priorities of technology and outreach that are so desperately needed by the foundation.
Michael, can I add something to that?
Yes. In fact, I directed a question to you and Pete. If you can, tell us, what role should we have or might we have in the future regarding budget?
Well, in the future, you would definitely be involved in helping us achieve the budget for the projects that we have in that we see for that we need to start implementing that year. But what I wanted to comment on is also we have been told that we can't tell exactly what our budget will be until the stations have set their budget, and then we will know what the national budget will look like. So we don't really know.
I understand.
I mean, we can make suggestions, and we...
Yeah, but preliminary budgets have been created for months now. And
mm-hmm.
Where are we in that process, and where is this committee in that process of generating those preliminary budgets? They are generated, and who is participating
mm-hmm.
in that prioritizing?
Certainly
not
the
committee, nor you know.
Well, they're not set. They're being set right now. They're just being submitted.
I understand,
now.
But they have. Pete's right.
They start from A, they go to B through Z, and in the process,
mm-hmm.
at some point, you know, this body has to get their hands on it. And often it goes from A to Z, and this body never sees it. And technology, and I again, because I've been here going into my sixth year. This is not just with this ED and this CFO. It's not just the dynamic between this year. This has been for 5 years. Operations and technology are not funded at the national office. I've seen the finance office grow from one person to five, and not just assistants, all high-level positions. And I'm asking for an assistant and getting, you know, obstacles. And it's I appreciate the sentiment. I think it's great that this committee. Now, when I make requests to the national office, should I give this budget to the PMB? Should I give this budget for? Should I show this to the tech committee? I am told by the finance office and the CFO, no, I've got it covered. So and I don't want to be insubordinate and submit to you folks my requests. As modest as they are, I don't want to be insubordinate, even though the CFO is not my supervisor.
Right.
The ED tells me, unless you guys ask expressly or the PMB does whatever they have to do, I'll be happy to submit it. But, you know, I will then be retaliated, potentially retaliated against. You know, there's turnover at the board, there's turnover with my supervisor, but there's not turnover with me and the CFO. And I have a history of not getting, you know, a venue and support, honestly. You know, so I'm in a difficult position to
That is so hard to believe that you can't give your own committee a budget proposal. It's just, to me, it's astounding.
I had one in May, ready in May. I could have given
Why
it to
couldn't you,
guys. You
give it to us? I'm not clear.
Because I am told that that's not the process. It goes through the finance office. And
no.
The board, if the board, that's what I'm told by the CFO.
Whoa.
And so if this body expressly asks, or the PMB expressly asks, I'll be happy to share with you the numbers that I put forward, and you'll see that, you know, it's silly that we're spending all this time for the amount of money I'm asking. It's silly for, you know, just to make, you know, something out of nothing for this organization. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. But that's the scenario that I'm in.
Well, can I get some sense of the committee about this meeting, which would involve, I guess, me. recommend me to meet with the ED, the CFO, John Pete. I think Dave would be a good person if he's not, I mean, if he's at all interested. Adelson.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else who might want to wade in? I'll listen.
Michael, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a good idea to do this. I think these people should be addressed by us flat out with the quandary. Somehow it, I think, needs to make the issue more explicit, the structural problem that exists that Rip Robbins has explained very clearly. I mean, somehow I think we will have a difficulty. I mean, there are two things going on. One, our confrontation will strengthen the necessity for it to be resolved and to be made public and to be addressed. It will force them to confront the problem and not escape it. But the other part of it is that we will have a difficulty finding a solution if they can just put us off based on the structure that exists. I think something also has to be addressed by the PNB flat out. You know, some understanding. I'm not asking for something to be carved in stone. I hope Mary, I think, misunderstood me. But I think it's important that the PNB also address this problem. And so I'm not sure if just going to these people alone is going to get us what we need.
Well, I would like to come back and report, or whoever, you know, we send should report the response, and certainly we need to take it to the PNB, I think.
Michael?
Yes.
This is Bill. This is actually a bigger issue than just the technology committee. Maybe this is one of the more obvious ones, but if the PNB is really going to have any influence in governance, they need to be involved. It and its committees need to be involved in the budget for anything having to do with what its committees are doing. And so it's obvious to me that the technology committee needs to have any budgetary information related to technology. It's not going to have the ultimate word, but it needs to have the information so we can provide feedback and input, just like any other committee. If there's the elections committee needs to have information related to election costs, for example.
Yeah.
The same way, and I think you'll get more support on the P&B if you put it that way. It's not just a technology issue, but this is one of the examples of why we need this information.
Yes. Good point.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm mindful to wrap this meeting up soon.
Do we need a motion?
We need some.
Can we move for a session? Can we discuss this committee approach and the material that Pete wants us to discuss at an executive session, which we can schedule right now? Before we go?
Yeah.
Or does the committee have to open the meeting for that part? I don't mind if we open it for that part. But can we discuss these two things further at this special meeting, or should it be our regular monthly meeting?
Could we make our regular meeting an executive session? It'll be a couple weeks before the in-person meeting, so the timing would still be in time.
Uh-huh.
If the plan is to take something to the board.
Okay,
that's when we're approving the next annual budget.
I would rather not get into scheduling another meeting. We could have an executive session meeting in September.
And it could be partial, right? Executive and the other part to discuss the committee. Wolf?
Yes, it could be partial. That's right.
Excuse me, this is John.
Okay,
I really feel that there's some urgency in these matters, and I'd really like to suggest that maybe we could do something next week and not wait, because it may take a while to hammer out exactly what we want to do.
You want to have the executive session meeting?
If possible, in a week.
Yeah, I can meet next week. I'm just busy a couple weeks for the next few weeks after that, but if we did it right away, I could do it. It would be a week from tonight.
If there's another meeting, let's check and see.
KPFD has our LSB meeting a week from tonight.
Oh, I could do it a week from tonight, I think. That would be... What is next week?
Yeah, it's impossible in Houston. We have a four-hour meeting next week.
I cannot do it next week either. I have another meeting, a committee meeting next week.
John, is there any way to satisfy your urgency?
Can we do it on a different night next week, or is that a can of worms?
The urgency is to meet as an executive committee and let Pete present his material. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
If it's going to have any impact on FY08's budget, which is my intention, my hope at least, there's the process of hammering things out and then presenting them to the CFO, ED, and the finance committee, possibly if with enough time, to integrate it with their intention. And though technically it's approved in the in-person meeting in September, late September, usually to bring something at the final hour is not well approved. Understandably so, not well embraced by the larger board because, the finance committee has their concerns, et cetera. Now, if this committee feels strongly about it, I don't know. You folks know the P&B culture better, but I would prefer to have more time to try to integrate it with the national budget or some of the ideas with the national budget rather than less time.
Do you think that having a meeting with Lonnie and Greg will iron some of this stuff out?
I think potentially I would like to discuss some of the details with you folks first, so you have a better sense of what's going on with information I can't talk about in public. But I think that'll help everyone in the discussion. It'll help the discussion when that happens with Lonnie and Greg. It'll help things go a little faster if I can bring you all up to speed with some specifics. Give you some details.
Okay, so there's been a request by the staff to the technology committee that we have an executive session meeting. We have to give a week's notice, if I understand correctly, so we can't do it before Wednesday. Houston KPFT members cannot attend that meeting because next Wednesday meeting because booked. Bylaws, finance, and executive search meet Thursday. I can't do it Thursday. Full PNB meets Friday the 24th.
Oh my God, that's right.
The 29th is possible, 2 weeks from tonight.
That's, no, that's after we've gone to, no, wait, no, it's not.
August 29th.
Yeah.
Saturday or Sunday?
I threw a month away.
Yeah.
29th is a Wednesday.
How would anybody feel about a Sunday evening?
I could not do it this Sunday evening before, just now, coming up.
I couldn't do it this Sunday. Normally, I feel fine about it.
Well,
cruel and unusual.
If you need a week's notice, it'd have to be the 26th, but that would be okay with me.
What's the 26th?
That's a Sunday.
Okay, well, the finance committee meets on the 23rd.
This is fun.
I cannot do it the 26th.
How about the 27th, that Monday?
Election.
Do
we
want to do it? Uh-oh. Let
I mean,
me see.
Are there a lot of folks? Are there folks with on the elections committee? I'm assuming there are. Then. There
I
are
am.
That committee as well as this.
Plus, I have a conflict on alternate Mondays.
Is there a problem with the 29th? The Wednesday?
2 weeks from now is fine. It's fine by me. As that gives almost a month to move forward on any ideas, priorities, and give the Finance Committee and the National Office some time to integrate it. I think that's great.
Okay.
All right. Does anyone object to having a meeting? Is that bad for anybody?
That's an executive session meeting, right?
Yep.
29th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
29th at 8:30 Eastern, right?
This is not changing our regular meeting in September.
Oh. No.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, what time are we saying, 8:30?
8:30, same as tonight.
And do we want to hold off with the meeting that I proposed until that time?
I think we should.
Maybe. Could we? Is there a way we can learn some more or something so we could get a little bit more ready?
Perhaps we can schedule that meeting on the 30th or 31st. That's probably a little too much for folks, but maybe or early September, shortly after the 29th.
Why do you think it should be late? Oh, that I see, that meeting. Yeah, maybe so. Well, that, yeah.
In the meeting with the ED and the CFO.
Yeah, I think we should be prepared. Whoever goes, I think
but
we should.
But I want to see why we can't look at that budget. I mean, it's already going to be public. Why can't we?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to submit to you folks before the 29th executive session, as a sample, a past year request that I've made. Not this year, because I don't want to be insubordinate, but I will submit to you a past year's, perhaps last year or the year before. It's in the same ballpark, but just so you can get an idea of the type of request and we can discuss and what that means in terms of what service can be generated, et cetera. We can take it from there. And in addition to, you know, other things. So,
okay. Well, the other is anyone okay, so that's settled. We'll have an executive session meeting on the 29th at 8:30 Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Michael.
Yes.
Before then, how about if you ask Greg and or Lonnie for tell him we need some more budget information related to technology. Just ask him for whatever they've got.
Oh, that's
include,
a good idea.
Include
yeah,
what
why
he
can't
has
we get,
submitted plus anything else.
Why can't
all right.
we ask for whatever budget requests there may be for operations and technology so that we can look at them? Why not just request
right.
that we do that?
So we have it before the 29th?
Yeah. The sooner the better.
Very
right.
good.
Why not? We're asking Michael to do it, so I want to hear what Michael has to say about it.
I'll call Greg and Lonnie and ask for budget request information for the FY08 budget.
Yeah, for any, you know, relevant technical or technological or operational, you know, whatever you have to say to make it
include heat punches.